This is
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Watson, welcome to Radio 1. It's lovely to see you.
Hi.
Let's talk first about this, the new film that you've got coming out. It's an animation.
Yes.
And can you give me the right pronunciation? Because my French accent is rubbish. And I believe you were born in France, so you must be able to do a good French accent.
Well, I'd like to think so. But no, it's called The Tale of Despero.
Despero. And you play Princess P?
Yes, I do.
Now, I've got a little summary of the film. Tell me if you think this is okay in terms of how it sums up the film.
Okay.
When a rat and a mouse both find themselves in the dungeons of a mystical castle, they have to rely on their instincts of gentlemanly honour, virtue and courage to try and save the beautiful princess voiced by Ewan Watson and try and attempt to right a whole host of wrongs in their animated fairy tale world.
Yes, that's actually, I'm really glad that you did that for me, because everyone keeps asking me what happens in the film, and it's a bit of a nightmare because it's quite a complicated story and there's lots of different narratives going on within the whole bigger thing. Mm. So it's a bit of a nightmare really, and I tend to just confuse everyone.
You can take that with you if you want.
Thanks, that would be the paper. Excellent.
Because it's that hard thing as well when people ask you, you don't want to give too much away about your film.
To be honest, if I could give them any, you know, I'd give away as much like as
what
I mean, any kind of insight.
Kind of captured your imagination when you were growing up? Have you got
ones? Where to start? When I was really young, for my fifth birthday, my dad dressed up as King Titan because I was obsessed with The Little Mermaid and my brother was Sebastian the fish. So that's good. And Pocahontas was great.
Yeah.
Loving Ice Age, that's probably one of my favourites.
Yeah.
Shrek's bloody good.
Yeah, exactly.
I love animated films.
Yeah, I know, and it's brilliant because how they appeal to varying age groups.
Yeah,
you know, you can be a little kid and be really excited about the characters in it, and you could be an adult and be equally as entertained and, you know, sit and watch the films.
No, I completely agree. I watched Tale of Despero only 2 nights ago, and I watched it with all of my family, so my dad, and then I had my 3-year-old little sisters, twin sisters, and my brother Toby, and, you know, my dad really enjoyed it, and so did they, and I think they work on lots of different levels.
Have you got pets?
I've got 2 cats. Actually, we had a mouse in our kitchen only last week, and to catch it in a pan and put it outside before the cats came in.
You caught it in
so
the pan.
So I rescued, I did my bit for the mouse world.
Well done.
I rescued a
Brilliant.
Mouse.
Good. We had Jessica Biel on the show a couple of weeks ago, you see, and she revealed very strange habits that she has with her dog. Have a listen to this.
Ooh. And I'd be in my pool swimming with my dog.
She swims with her dogs in her pool, which we were a little bit concerned about. The hygiene element and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm sure with your cats and stuff, they're kind of just playful. There's not much you can do that's
and
wrong
they
with your
really
cats.
I don't really like water, so.
Yes.
That's all right.
Yeah, you're a music fan, because obviously Radio 1 listeners want to know if you listen to music a lot.
Yes, I do listen to music, but I hate being asked what type of music I like because it's really stressful. Because I've got iTunes on my laptop.
Yeah.
I tend to just download individual singles,
which
is really good. But I listen to Radio 1. I spend an hour and a half commuting to Watford, which is where the studios for Harry Potter is, and listen to the radio for that whole time. So
thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
What were the last couple of things you downloaded then?
Disturbia by Rihanna.
Yeah.
I downloaded Kings of Leon, a really good song. Love that. Raise Light, Wire to Wire, really good.
Right, well listen, out of those ones that you've maybe mentioned, do you
know what else it is? That's something else that I realised the other day, is that people actually get really tetchy when you pick up their iPods because they feel like they're going to be judged, like, on what their music taste is.
Yeah,
I think I feel like that, because whenever anyone asks me the question, I'm always like, oh God, if I say this, then they'll think this, and, you know, music's quite important like that. I think it does kind of show an element to your personality.
Yeah, it gives you an insight, doesn't it? Because it can be quite a personal thing as well, a reason maybe why you've picked a track, or you listen to certain things, memories.
Exactly.
What's your guilty pleasure then?
My guilty pleasure?
Yeah,
Britney Spears, Piece of Me. Love it, play it all the time, every day. Seriously.
Dance to it?
And,
that was picked by Emma Watson, who's with us.
Don't cringe. You've done to me, was we like, Emma picked Britney Spears already.
You already mentioned that you've downloaded Kings of Leon and Razorlight, so you're absolutely fine. Did you see her on X Factor?
I didn't. I really, really wanted to. Oh no, don't.
James Corden, who I love.
I've been so happy. I thought she was coming back.
Me too. Well, I mean, she looked amazing, but James Corden, you know, from Gavin and Stacey, who I love, I think he's a very funny man.
You're killing me here.
He was hilarious because he was on X Factor 2, you know, the one on ITV2. And he got asked what he thought about Britney Spears' performance.
And was he honest?
He was really honest and said everything that everybody else was thinking. The fact that, look, all these kids are on this show performing live every week.
Did she lip sync it?
And she lip synced.
Why would you do that?
You can sing, Britney. You've got a great voice.
Who looks after this girl? It's terrible.
Exactly.
Who's terrible. It? Where's a publicist, for goodness sake? Lip syncing. Come on.
At your age, Britney, at your age. Playing a princess in a movie as well.
Yeah.
It's quite nice, isn't it?
Every little girl's dream.
Who would be your Prince Charming?
Who would be my Prince Charming? Yeah. Well, actually, I found myself in love with an animated Prince Charming. Have you seen amazing Japanese animated film? Oh my goodness. I can't remember the name.
It'll come to you.
How about you? Who would be yours?
Who would be my Prince Charming? I think my Prince Charming would be, weirdly, someone like Jack Black.
Jack Black?
Yeah.
Oh, I can see that. Just a because, funny guy yeah. is so the way to go.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I want to be made to laugh. I don't want a guy who looks in the mirror all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good on you. Love that. Jack Black. Awesome choice. Okay, he's going
to be... You can see him bumbling along riding a horse to, you know, save me from the tower and stuff.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Tales of Desperate is a film which you can check out at the cinema, and it's a beautiful fairy tale. But everybody also knows you for Harry Potter. I hope you don't mind me asking you a couple of questions about that. Because there was lots of rumours flying around that you weren't going to do the last two films. And you could totally see why, to be honest, because it's been your life for however many years. And I'm assuming that for the next two films, we'll take up another good chunk of, you know, 3-4 years.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, you know what?
That's incredible that you say that, because everyone was like, when they thought it was true that I wasn't going to do it, was, you know, just outraged and horrified. You know, why on earth would you think of not doing it? Or it was almost as if they were really angry.
Yeah.
And I think it is hard for people to understand what goes into it and how long it takes to do it. And they just see it as kind of this magical, amazing experience, which it is. But at the same time, it's, you know, I will have been doing it for over a decade.
Wow.
You know, more than half of my life by the time we finish. So it is an enormous commitment. I mean, it's massive.
Yeah,
massive,
and you've got other things you want to do.
Yeah, well, anyway, thank you. Oh, Edith, I love you. No, anyway, I always was going to do it. I was just deliberating because it was difficult to work out how I was going to do my A-levels, because I always wanted to go to university. I am going to university next September.
Yeah. Very exciting. Congratulations. Yes. What are you studying?
Well, English if I stay here, but I've also to apply to some American universities. And if you go over there, then you don't have to declare your major, as they call it, until your third or your fourth year. So,
good for you.
Yeah.
So congratulations. Really,
thank you very much. Yeah, so it was just working out how I was going to manage all of that, which I did, and it all went well, and
brilliant.
I got my grades, and it was cool. So
amazing how you managed to do both.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was hard. Very
clever.
It was really hard work, but good.
New face of Chanel as well, I believe.
Oh no, it's so embarrassing. Everyone keeps congratulating me on being the new face of Chanel, and unfortunately I'm not, as much as I'd love to be.
Boo.
Yeah.
But you are, I mean, you have become a bit of a fashion icon, especially for young girls, in terms of, you know, they see you sometimes at the front row at fashion shows and stuff. Fashion quite important to you.
Yeah, that's been, yeah, just more recently, just this past year, it's been fun. I've been working with lots of different photographers, and I went to Paris Fashion Week, which was really good fun. Mm. And yeah, it's something that I really love. I mean, it's escapism.
Yeah.
Because
you could pretty much do anything you wanted. You've got the money from doing the Harry Potters and stuff.
Yeah.
You're in a great position and stuff. You must have a little tick list of things that you do want to do.
I guess. Yeah, there's the incredible thing about having done this, is that I have so many opportunities and choices. And it's almost too many. Like, I don't even know what to do with myself. But no, I'm very excited to go. Uni is my next tick box, really. But I've decided that I want to keep acting, and I'm reading lots of scripts, and I'm promoting this film.
Yeah.
And I've got another one in the pipeline, which I'll be doing in 2010.
All right, terrible questions. Last thing before you go, we've got a little game of either or for you.
Oh, great.
Night in or night out?
Night in.
Hockey or tennis?
Hockey. Field hockey.
Mouse or rat?
Oh, no. That's so controversial. Oh, no.
Wait till you get the next one.
If I'm being honest, a mouse. But Ruscura is very cute. Dustin Hoffman, how can you not like him?
Yeah. Daniel or Rupert?
Oh, it's just getting worse. I don't know what to do.
Who are you feeling today? Who's
who am I feeling today? Oh, God, no. I'll say Daniel, because Rupert will take it better.
Okay, two more. We've got Razorlight or Kings of Leon, because you said you downloaded both of them.
Kings of Leon.
Okay. And actress or student?
Both. You can do both.
She proves
you can.
You can
do both. If I'm proving anything, you can do both.
Right, Tales of Desperate is out in cinemas now, and Harry Potter's out next year?
Yes.
The
July.
Half-Blood Prince, isn't
it? Yes, Half-Blood Prince.
Emma, it's so lovely to meet you.
Me
Have
too.
A great Christmas
Thank
as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. This is Radio 1. Radio 1.